With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries says Democrats are prepared to discuss ending the shutdown.
We are ready, we are willing, we are able to sit down with anyone, anytime, any place, including the president and the vice president, to try to find a path forward to reopen the government, enact a spending agreement that actually meets the needs of the American people, while at the same time addressing the Republican health care crisis.
While House Speaker Mike Johnson says Democrats are sticking to partisan demands while the American people are hurting.
They would rather not pay the troops and TSA agents and Border Patrol agents. They would rather stop services of FEMA in the middle of a hurricane season than to do the right thing for partisan political purposes. It is selfish. It is reprehensible.
Lawmakers were off for the Yom Kippur holiday. The White House is asking 9 major universities to support Trump priorities in exchange for priority access to federal money. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
This week's letter to the universities asks them to sign an agreement committing them to accept the government's definition of gender and apply it to campus bathrooms, locker rooms, and women's sports teams. It also asks colleges to stop considering race, gender, and other demographics in the admissions process. In return, schools would have priority access to funding and the White House. The schools are Vanderbilt, the universities of Arizona, Pennsylvania, Southern California, Texas and Virginia, Dartmouth College, MIT, and Brown University. Greg Clugston, Washington.
On Wall Street, the Dow up by 78 points, the NASDAQ rose 88, with the S&P 500 index advancing by 4 points. This is SRN News. Franklin Graham gave a gospel message to Belgium.
The evangelist hosted what is called the Festival of Hope Outreach. More than 14,000 people gathered in Brussels, Belgium, to hear a message about the hope of the gospel. Organizers said the message was translated live into 7 languages: French, Flemish, Slovak, Spanish, Portuguese, French Sign Language, and Flemish Sign Language, to make it accessible to all the attendees. George Williams, SRN News.
At least 25 people were killed when a church under construction collapsed on Wednesday in Ethiopia's Amhara region, according to local authorities. The incident happened early on Wednesday in Amhara, northern Ethiopia, as worshippers gathered. A clinician with a local hospital said the victims include some children and elderly people. So far, confirmed 25 dead and over 100 injured. This is SRN News. Here's your chance to take on a huge corn maze.
The owners of a maze in California want people to know how fun it is to get lost. Visitors to Cool Patch Pumpkins wander through 40 acres of corn stalks in a huge maze that takes them over 5 bridges. The pumpkin patch and corn maze on I-80 between Sacramento and San Francisco open for the fall season now through Halloween. Cool Patch Pumpkins has earned a spot in the Guinness Book of World Records on 2 different occasions as being the largest corn maze in the world. Jason Walker reporting.
Pete Crow Armstrong hit an RBI single off Yu Darvish, and the Chicago Cubs shut down Fernando Tatis Jr. and the San Diego Padres for a clinching 3-1 victory in Game 3 of the Wild Card Series. More details at srnnews.com.